An Untitled Panic Kink Booklet by Longtime Lurker, read by Quintency. And the first time, it's an impulse thing, paid for with the entirety of his first advance cheque from Pete. Money much better spent on rent, gas, equipment, food. And yet here's Brendan, handing it over in exchange for 3 straight hours of acute pain all up and down his spine. It's probably, definitely, a stupid decision. It's temporary. No one's going to be seeing it but him, and he'll be eating ramen for a month because of it. It's just, the record deal just seems like an event that needs to be commemorated, and Brennan can't think of a better way to do it than breaking the hell out of that fucktarded Levitican rule that his youth pastor always used to drag out, the one that supposedly bans tattoos and piercings or whatever, because fuck that shit. It won't last very long, you know, the piercing guy cautions beforehand. I'm going to use what are called captive bead rings. The word captive conjures up an unexpected dark wash of images that make Brennan's skin tingle. And they'll look great laced up, but if you leave them in for more than a few days, the piercings will reject. Don't do it. You could have permanent scarring. Brendan nods, says he understands, signs the waiver, and walks out of there hours later on the greatest adrenaline rush of his young life. 1. Brendan. It's not supposed to be for anyone else but him. God knows Brennan doesn't have anyone seeing him naked on a regular basis, so it's just plain bad luck that Ryan just has to walk in the next day and catch Brennan shirtless in front of the shitty, spotty sheet of mirrored glass that he's got propped up against his closet door. Brendan's in the middle of craning his neck over his shoulder, trying to catch a proper glimpse of whether the piercings are healing okay, when the reflection of his bare skin is joined by that of Ryan's nonplussed face. The fuck did you do to yourself? Shit, Brendan breathes, and then hastily covers up with, the fuck are you doing here, Ross? Left my headphones. The nice studio ones? Here the other day, Ryan says slowly, his eyes in the mirror still fixed on Brennan's back. A second later, he adds insult to injury by adding, your door's unlocked, gesturing behind him. Brendan snaps, it's always fucking unlocked. Which is true, that damn door won't even shut properly without some doing, and anyway, he's got nothing worth stealing, before fumbling for a t-shirt from the mess of laundry at his feet. Don't, hey, Ryan says, putting a hand out and taking a step forward. I want to see. There, it's no big deal. How does he seriously have no halfway clean shirts on this fucking floor? What the fuck? He straightens and turns a little to face Ryan, but Ryan moves too, stepping to stay behind Brendan like they're circling each other in reverse. Temporary. I just wanted to experiment. Ryan doesn't ask if he can touch, just presses his thumb to a spot between Brendan's shoulder blades. Did it hurt a lot? Not too bad, Brendan says, truthfully. I mean, it did, but the good kind of hurt, you know? Ryan eyes him, and he babbles on hastily. I'm supposed to be putting the stuff on them, nodding towards the little bottle of saline solution, courtesy of the piercing dude. But, hey, turns out it's sort of a stretch to reach. Ryan holds out his other hand. Give it here. And when Brendan does, okay, now hold still. Brendan feels a slight sting when the wet cotton ball presses gently against the topmost pair of rings, the flesh around them still keenly sensitive. The silence makes him uncomfortable, so... How's it looking? Okay. Like, a little red, but not bad. Over his shoulder in the mirror, Ryan's face is stilled in concentration, like Brendan mostly only sees when he's writing. Brow set, lips parted, eyes down. It's brand new? Yeah, Brendan says, trying to will his tightly wound muscles to relax. Can you... Ryan makes a vague needle and thread motion. Put stuff through it? Yeah? Ever? That's the point of getting something like this done, right? Yeah, by today it should technically be okay, I guess. But I don't really have anything. I was going to go out and look. The next gesture he catches is Ryan taking off his belt, and he kind of whirls around because what the fuck? But Ryan just raises his eyebrows and holds up the... belt. Actually, a long silky black ribbon looped through the waist of his skinny jeans, like Brendan's seen girls wear. That might work, Brendan admits. With a light push, Ryan turns Brendan sideways in the mirror, touches one end of the ribbon to the top left piercing. Can I? Yeah, says Brendan, clearing his throat to get the sudden roughness out of his voice. Yeah, dude, go for it. And he watches their reflections as Ryan's slim fingers thread smooth lengths of ribbon through metal rings in a series of soft, deft movements. Two. Ryan. I'm gonna get it done again, I think. Permanent, if I can, Brennan tells him the day the album drops. I was talking to Andy from Fallout Boy. And how crazy is it they can just casually say shit like that now? He recommended this place he knows that's supposed to be really good or whatever, so... Ryan's had a lot of other things in his mind these last few months, but he hasn't forgotten Brennan's brief fling with the harder side of body mod. He hasn't forgotten tying off the ribbon at the base of Brennan's spine, fingertips aching to linger on the slight swell above the waistband of Brennan's jeans, where the flare of his ass began. He hasn't forgotten the way the faint outline of the corset lacing was visible through the back of Brennan's t-shirt, or the way he'd found himself staring at it during practice for a week. But he doesn't say any of that. Cool. You want company? Brent's absorbed in yet another endless phone call with his girlfriend, but Ryan drags Spencer along, and they spend the evening watching a tiny girl with apple-red hair move efficiently through pre-piercing marking up, clamps and needles, surface bars and slave rings. Jesus, thinks Ryan. Dressings and aftercare. The process is pretty intense. Brennan spends the whole time lying on his stomach, shirtless and stretched flat out. His eyes are dark, dilated with endorphins, and it's clearly costing him some effort to stay perfectly still for so long. Meanwhile, Spencer talks on and on about MySpace and projected sales figures and upcoming schedule and video shoots, like he's trying to distract himself, Ryan, both of them, from the sweat on Brennan's upper lip when each piercing goes through, the way his fingers flex and curl restlessly against the surface of the table, the smooth curve of his shoulders, back, ass. So why did you decide to get this done, Brendan? Asks the tattooist chick as she works, and Brennan says, sing-song, you shall not make any cuttings in your flesh for the dead, says, well, see, I've got this band now. Brennan sleeps on his stomach now, legs splayed every which way over bunks and beds and couches, head buried in his arms. He sucks a hiss in through his teeth every time a still fresh piercing catches on his shirt or something, and then Ryan will come over and rub the soreness out of his back. It's a soothing, mindless task, pressing his knuckles firm against the warm muscles there as Brennan wriggles in relief. Tonight, Ryan traces the broad expanse of pale skin that tapers down to narrow hips, trying not to look at Brennan's pajama pants riding too low on his ass, and is rewarded when Brennan's whole body goes limp and liquid beneath him. Then he tests the slave rings with soft, supple leather cords, seeing how tight he can tie them, how hard he can pull. Ow! Brennan gasps out finally, and Ryan immediately loosens his grip. Brennan sinks face down into the pillow, shifts his hips against the covers like he's uncomfortable, and mumbles, no, go back to how it was. But you said, keep doing what you were doing. Please? Ryan kind of likes, please. 3. Spencer. Holy shit, that's hardcore, John Walker says the first time he sees it. On truck stops and state lines, when a very drunk Brennan has somehow managed to mislay his shirt before passing out cold on the bus couch. He's just wearing the rings tonight, no lacing, but the parallel rows of piercings are still an unusual, and fairly cool, sight. Can I, like, maybe touch it? Spencer hesitates, then nods yes for Brennan, and John bends and runs steady, solid-looking fingers from the nape of Brennan's neck down his spine, over the slight raised bumps where pale steel slightly paler skin. Awesome, he says, shooting Spencer a tipsy grin. Spencer concurs. They're pretty startled, the first time they lace the corset up for a show, to see how quiet and pliable Brennan grows. Calm, centered, ready to perform and give it his all. During that show, Spencer watches the straight line of Brennan's back as he sits at the piano. It's the only time Brennan ever rocks decent posure, and it's fucking transfixing. Spencer can't take his eyes off it. When he knows what to look for, when the stage lights catch it just right, he can see the glint of metal through Brennan's thin, sweat-soaked white dress shirt. Shotgun unlacing him, he says later, brushing past Ryan into the dressing room. No fair! Ryan still whines like a 6-year-old self sometimes. You already got to spend the whole show behind him, you greedy ass! Don't be jealous. You'd be so distracted you couldn't play Space Case. And Ryan punches his arm, but doesn't deny it. Spencer finds excuses to stick around and clean Brendan up almost every day, spreading sea salt soaks and tea tree oil over the tender areas around each highly sensitized piercing. can't let my lead singer die of gangrene at the back, he tells him, poker-faced. Not with the tour coming up and everything. Brendan arches in the three-way hotel mirror with a long, pleased sigh. Admit it, Spence. It's just an excuse for you to grope my hot bod. Spencer raises his eyebrows and skims his hands down the straight lines of Brennan's bare sides, smacks, and Brennan shivers reflexively. 4. John. Ryan weaves satin cords through the slave rings with long, nimble fingers, knotting them up tight at the small of Brennan's back, while John jokes, "You should get some fucking back leather for this shit." He's palming the cross binds all down Brennan's back. A matching collar, I don't know. Wrist cuffs and, like, anklets. "That's kinky, John Walker," Brennan says, sending John an incandescent grin. He reaches back absently to finger the piercings and lacings he can reach, before starting to pull on the concealing over layers of velvet and brocade that are the hallmark of the Nothing Rhymes with Circus costumes. "Whatever, vanilla boy," Ryan says absently, wielding liquid liner with deadly precision. "He could be making you wear actual corsets, like our dancers." "I'd be up for that," Brennan shoots back, all wicked dark sparkle. "It's totally straight if one of you's wearing chick's clothes." Spencer says, "Shit, that explains so much about the scene." John tugs on the rings a little, just gently. Even healed, the piercing's a fairly fragile one, and sees Brennan's eyes sink shut, watches the ripple and flex of Brennan's back and shoulders. "I fucking knew you all just wanted an excuse to grope me," Brennan breathes as John drops playful pinches down his back, just barely avoiding the pierced places. He's in front of the mirror again, back straight, eyes low but flicking up every few seconds to watch the other three reflected behind him. "Hey, who's the one who got it done in the first place?" John whispers back, flicking at the base of one ring and making Brennan squeak. "I got this done for my band," he tells John, fake indignant. And John favours him with his best suggestive leer and says, "That's what I'm saying, dude." Ryan unlaces him from the bottom up, winding the extra cording around his own narrow wrists and the backs of his hands, and Brennan sighs at the easing of pressure. Spencer traces the red and cross marks already appearing on Brennan's clean white skin as Ryan pulls the last of the ribbon away. There are faint bruises around a few of the rings, and John kind of wants to maybe lick and bite at them. He settles flicking his chin over Brennan's shoulder and pressing his chest up against Brennan's back in the process, pretending not to notice Brennan's quick intake of breath at the friction against his piercings. "So," Spencer says, moulding his big hands around Brennan's slender, bare upper arms. "You're keeping it for good, then?" "For as long as it'll stay," Brennan says. "Yeah, I am." 5. Panic. "Jesus," Brennan breathes. There's a clash of notes as he braces his hands on the piano keys, bows his head. He's sweating everywhere, slick with it, the lights reflecting off all his naked skin. "Oh, Christ." Ryan kisses the back of his neck, shoves in a little deeper. Brennan can feel hands, Spencer's probably, tighten on his hips to hold them in place. "Yeah." Beside him, sprawled over the piano bench, John leans in to nuzzle at Brendan's jawline. Brendan tilts his head back, face up to the lights with his eyes closed, and moans a little while John sucks in his neck. He can't seem to stop his back from undulating in rhythm, even as he feels the corset lacing grow taut and relax and tighten again. "Hold still, Yuri," Spencer warns, smoothing his grip down over Brendan's ass, spreading him wider for Ryan's thrusts. "Fucking figures that you'd even be ADD about sex." "I can't help it," Brennan pants out. "That's a whole lot of dick you're trying to fit in there, okay?" Ryan snaps his hips at that exact moment, and Brennan's eyelids fly open, his muscles melting into tingling warmth. "Oh. I know it is." Spencer touches the delicate chains binding Brennan's back, twists and winds the loose ends around his thick, strong fingers, rings clicking metallically together. One sharp jerk, and he could bring on a world of pain. Brennan trusts him not to. "I think I can fit?" John muses, dropping to his knees and curling up under the front of the piano. Brendan laughs breathily. "He looks silly down there, John Walker." But when John tilts up soft lips towards Brendan's cock, Brendan shuts up and his hands scrabble blindly at the polished back surface. Spencer laughs. Ryan grunts. Spencer reaches around and nudges Brendan's head around, his torso half-twisting with it, and he leans in slowly and deliberately. Brendan shuts his eyes, and then it's all lush Spencer tongue and the delicious heat of John's mouth around him, and Ryan coming behind him, inside him, with a full-body shudder. At his feet, John has a hand down his own pants, jerking himself off, and along his back there's movement, Spence pulling away, Ryan pulling out, a zipper going down, scoot over, and then Spencer sliding his wet cock up against Brendan's ass, Brendan's hands all over, Spencer's hot breath in his ear. Hi. With a curse and a discordant slam of piano keys, Brendan comes, mostly on John's shirt on the floor. Brendan, John says, in the exasperation of long friendship. I have to wear this shit. And Ryan distracts him with a sloppy, but enthusiastic hand job, while Brendan stares down dazedly at John's shiny red and lipped, pulses at the last of his orgasm. Behind him, Spencer pulls a thin chains with a cross Brendan's back and an X, snaps them back against bare skin. Brendan winces at the sting of pleasure pain all up and down his spine. He'll have marks there tomorrow, probably. Sorry, dude, falls effortlessly from his lips, and Spencer hums approval. I really fucking like this thing, you know, Ryan says in a meditative tone, standing up between Brendan's braced arms, his back to the piano and his face close to Brendan's. I like how it, like, holds you together. John wriggles out from his niche and goes to nuzzle Spencer's neck this time, and Spencer fucking giggles, rubs up harder against Brendan. Brendan reaches up for a kiss, feeling everything, the smarting of his back, the metal through his flesh and fastened snug across his skin, the heat from the bodies that surround him, three pairs of rough hands on his waist, the press of Ryan's careful mouth. Holds me together, he echoes, stretches, smiles. Right. The end.